Hi, just joined back in.
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect.
I probably accidentally kicked you out because I was trying to see, like, because I shared a Twitter link to see if anybody would join us, which I knew they probably wouldn't, but I wanted
They
to know
probably
what would happen if they did.
won't. Right.
So, yeah, that was my fault. This is what happens when you start thinking.
That's okay. That's when idea generations are born.
Right. Okay, so how's your day?
My day is good. Just getting our floors repaired at home, so a lot of noise, but it's all good. I'm still able to work. I can move around the house, so that's great.
That's good. Yeah. I'm still here in North Carolina, but we're leaving tomorrow and I'm very excited because I really want to get home. It's been a really long time since I've really been home. Because maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago, like around May 18th, we were in Missouri, and then May 31st we went to Mexico, and now we're in North Carolina. We left like the 13th or something, and I'm just like, I want to go home.
Yeah, I'm sure you're ready to get back into your home and just take it easy for a while.
Right, and see my kitties and go to all my groups that I usually go to.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. So it'll be good.
I agree.
Let's see. I would like to ask you about your website design business. When did you start
Sure.
your website design business?
Well, I've been designing websites for a good couple of years now, and so I officially launched my business in April of 2017.
That's good. So you're about a year and a half over ahead of me.
Right, but you can always catch up.
Right. Yeah. I actually might have a client here pretty soon. I have a friend who in Fort Wayne, she knows somebody who may be looking for a website. And so when I get home, I'm going to talk to her and see how that goes, if she is interested in doing business with me or not. But yep, so just wanted to mention that, but I don't want to talk too much about that because this is not about me. This interview is about you.
No,
Oh,
it's about us, actually. It's about us together. So, whatever ideas you have and things that you want to do to grow your business, you're welcome to share those as well, too.
yeah. Well, one interesting thing about this client that I might have is that she's Amish.
Yeah, that's nice. You can learn more about her culture and her thoughts and ideas as well, too.
Yeah, that would be awesome. The Amish is a group that I've always really, really admired. So, yeah, it'll be really great. So, hopefully, she goes with me. I know that she's had other offers, and for some reason, she didn't want them. And one of them was charging the same as me. So, it'll be interesting to find out why she didn't want them.
Right. Maybe the types of services that provide might not be the type that she's looking for.
Yeah, maybe. So hopefully it works out for me, and hopefully I can be a good match for her.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
But I do have other opportunities that are going to be coming up when I get home. So I just need to get home.
Good, then you can start growing.
Right. Okay, so what made you decide to go into website design?
Well, I've always enjoyed the creative aspects, and that's something that applies to the website design as well, too. How can a viewer see the website and be visually appealing for them? And so I thought of ways that we can introduce creative elements to bring that essence into website design.
That's good. I have seen a lot of websites that are quite boring and they could probably use your services. I know me as a consumer, like if I'm looking for somebody to do business with, I don't necessarily totally make my decision on how their website looks, but I'm sure like subconsciously it probably influences me.
Right, and you wanted to grab. So, if it's something that doesn't appeal to the viewer, they're more likely to leave the page and go off and visit another website that may be of more of their interest because of the layout.
Right. So what are some creative aspects that you put into your websites?
I like to use simplicity. The more simple it is and the more easier for a user to navigate through the website makes it a better and efficient as well too. I found that websites that have too much information can get distracting. Too much of bright colors can be distracting. And then just the layout in itself, if there's just a lot going on, it can also be overwhelming as well too. So you don't find the information that you need quickly. So if you keep it in a simplified form, you can actually find what you're looking for, and that can also lead to sales later down the road.
Exactly. And there used to be a trend of music playing on the website, but I'm really glad that that trend has really never really did take off.
It can actually bog down your website too. So if it's a big file, it can actually take some time to load if you're on a slower
Right.
network. So you want to keep it so that the website loads fast.
Right. Especially since a lot of people are on mobile
Once you get
data.
the music in there. Right. So you want to make sure that it actually picks up at
Right.
a higher speed.
Let's see. Well, that is all the questions that I have for today. Looks like we have a pretty short session today, which is probably not a bad thing.
No, not at all. So let me ask you, what inspired you to
Well,
start your
actually, that's
website
a really
design
interesting
building?
story because the company that my husband works for, two companies, and one of the companies is a startup. And he, the owner, you know, like the, well, I guess we're all owners, but the major owner, the one who started it, he was getting frustrated because he had so many things on his plate and he just couldn't do them all. And I knew nothing about websites whatsoever, but I'm very quick in computers. It really doesn't take me long to figure out things. And so I was like, hey, I can help you with your website. And you know, so he's like, oh great, you know, so then I sat down to my computer and I learned how to do it.
Right, and that's the best thing. A lot of times when you're given something to do and you're not sure how to do it, go learn it. Learn as best as you can and then try to build that new experience, because with that new experience, you've actually gained a new skill set that you can actually help other people out to achieve in their
Yeah.
goals and their
And it's
dreams.
so much fun, and I really feel like I'm that I can use my brain because, you know, like I was for about 4 years, basically 4 years, I was subbing in the schools, which I loved at first, but I always did have problems with math because like they would be doing, if it was multiplication, I was fine, but when they started adding and subtracting and multiplying fractions, I never did learn how to do that when I was in school. So obviously I cannot teach somebody how to do it either. So I'd always kind of like pretend and like, well, what do you think you do? You know, stuff like that. And I'm tired of pretending. And you know, I can really teach them English and reading and stuff like that and other math. And I love being a librarian. I love working in the lunchroom, but I'm just really tired. I'm really done doing that and I really want to do something else. Plus, we are really going to start traveling a lot here. Probably coming up pretty soon. So this way I can work anywhere. It doesn't matter where we are.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it, because when you're on the road, you can actually still work on building the websites and then connecting with your customers or your clients that way and let them know about the progress of the sites as well,
Right.
too.
Yeah. So I just think it's more fun, but I had my time with the schools. I really enjoyed the schools, but I'm ready for something else now. I'm ready to move on. And now I've been having so many opportunities. It's really great.
Yeah, sometimes when you get out of that comfort zone, it's very difficult to. I know it was hard for me to leaving a career that was very good to me, and of course I've been so many years, and then jumping out and doing something totally different than actually. And you're at the first couple of days, you're like, what am I actually doing? And but then a year down the road, you kind of think of it and say it's a wow moment, because like, what did I really accomplish? You do accomplish a lot, but it takes a lot of work, it takes a lot of determination, and it takes a lot of hours. So you've got to put all that together to really see all the results take
Right.
place.
And this company that my husband is working for, they also are going to pay me to make up a logo for their business. And so I did that kind of, Phil and I kind of did it together, but I kind of did that. So eventually I'll be getting paid for that. So it's really exciting.
Yes, and so I recommend that if you're looking at pricing strategies for logo designs, Chris Doe, with his last name spelled DO, he does a great job on pricing and strategies and what to look for as far as logo designs are concerned. And he does really good YouTube videos, so definitely check them
Oh,
out.
cool. Very nice. I will check that out.
Yes, he does a great job of engaging with his audience and also talking about how to best fill the customer's shoes and what they need.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sounds really great.
Yeah, so definitely check that out.
Okay. Well, cool. I think that we accomplished quite a bit in our little 11-minute session here. So this is really, really great.
Yes, I agree. And so this will be great to share with others as well,
Right.
too.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you for joining. And I think I forgot to introduce myself in the beginning. I can't remember. But anyway, I am Tamara Chaos. This is Shama Patel. And be sure to join us next Friday for our next interview.
Sounds great, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Yes. Okay. And it'll be at 4 o'clock. 3 p.m. Central, right?
Exa
Okay.
exactly.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.